It was freezing, and obviously this guy from Sudan will have been even colder. So at first he wouldn't take my jacket, but eventually he did, and he said that he'd never forget me for giving him my jacket, and then I just hugged him because I didn't know what else to do. But it was horrible to see him in that position, and I think anyone would do the same if they were there. The second time we went, I was in the church that they made in the middle of the camp, and there was a 15-year-old boy who begged us to take him home because his parents were back in Afghanistan and he was there on his own. That was the most emotional experience there. I was speechless after that. It was horrible. I just cried when he said it, because it's just, he's a child and he's there on his own, and people don't realise there's people like him in there. Everyone thinks, oh, it's just men who should fight, and it's not.